Welcome back to The New Perspective. My name is Marina Risper, and you are listening to MichiganBusinessNetwork.com, where you can log on and see a plethora of all types of information that may help you through your work week. I'm in the studio with AJ Gross. He is over a tax accounting firm that helps people get through tax accounting problems. And one of the tax accounting problems that we all have is figuring out whether we should be able to write off our job hunting expenditures. Is that the right word? Expenditures?
That's good enough.
I'm getting real. I'm getting good. Listeners, I'm getting better at this. You would have thought that, you know, I grew up in the accounting field. Right. Not. Accounting is a very interesting place to be. And if you do it right, then you will not run into as many problems as you may. So when you look for a new job, what kind of things will you be able to write off as expenses?
Well, the first thing that you have to look at is, are you trying to find a job in the same occupation? So that's a teacher looking for another teaching job, or an IT professional looking for another IT professional job. So if you are looking for a job that's in the similar field, so you can write off job hunting expenses. And this can include hiring somebody to build your resume. This can include traveling to, say, a different location, your mileage, maybe your hotel cost, and those type of expenses to write off for finding a job. So it's a pretty neat benefit for you, especially if you're trying to find a job in the same occupation. So say if a teacher's saying, well, I live in Michigan and I want to be somewhere warmer.
Florida.
Yeah. And so they travel to Florida to try to find a new job, and that they could potentially write off the travel going back and forth between here and Florida to find that new job.
Now, there has to be some exceptions to the rule.
Well, the exceptions are that you can't go to Florida for the purpose of going to Disney World.
Can you go to Disney World while you're in Florida?
You could, if the primary reason is for finding
a job.
So say if you are planning a one-week trip, there's a school in Florida that is looking for you and is recruiting you.
In Orlando area.
Yeah, in Orlando area.
Not in Tampa, and then you have to take a flight to Orlando.
Well, even if it is in Tampa. But say if it is in Tampa, which Tampa I think is about a couple hours away from Orlando. So you go to Tampa, and the school is showing you around, and you're looking at the job. Maybe you have an interview, two-day interview, but maybe while you're there, you take one day and you go to Disney World. You can still potentially write off the entire trip. You just can't write off the portion of time that you went to Disney World. You're not going to be able to write off the mileage between Tampa and Orlando.
But you would be able to write off your hotel expenses because you're staying down there anyway.
Exactly.
So if you have one day that you spend at the school and they want you to come back in the next 2 days, you can still write off your hotel. You just cannot write off those tickets that you purchased to go to Disney World.
Right.
What about expenses like resume writing and hiring a headhunter?
Yeah, those are all deductible if you're trying to find a job in the same occupation.
And what does it mean when you say the same occupation? So I'm a teacher right now, and I'm looking for a job as a principal, or I'm looking at a job as an administrator in, say, the Florida Department of Education. Is that the same, or are you crossing a fine line there?
That's probably a little bit of a gray area. You're pretty close in the same field, so you may be okay. I mean, that would have to take a little bit more research, but it'd be more because the taxes are gray a lot of times.
And taxes are very gray.
It's black and white at certain areas, but it can be gray. So I say, for an example, you're a teacher and you want to go in engineering. That is entirely different.
Totally. Unless you want to teach engineering.
That's correct.
Unless you want to teach engineering.
But if you're looking for an engineering job,
okay,
then that's totally different. Now, if you're a teacher and you're going into an educational field, you may still be able to deduct that.
Well, if you're a teacher, I think that if you got your MBA in administrative business, I think that might work.
It could.
It could, and then again, it might not.
It may not.
So when you get yourself into those sticky situations like that, what do?
The best thing to do is talk to a tax professional and ask them to, because there's that question has come up. It's not like it's new. Someone has done the research on that particular situation, and you can find out whether that's deductible or not.
That's a very interesting because, you know, no longer are some careers available because the society is changing so rapidly that you may have worked at a job for 30 years and you may be a supervisor working at an automotive industry, but you might want to be a teacher now doing the same thing you did in the automotive industry. So that would be super gray, huh?
That probably wouldn't fly.
That wouldn't
fly.
but if you
were a supervisor at an automotive industry and then you go into, say, some plastic industry, you know, a company that makes plastics, you might be able to be a supervisor there.
Okay.
That'd be similar.
When we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about these gray areas. Since everyone right now is looking into job hunting, that wonderful job that AJ Gross has is the president of ALG Tax Solutions. And we'll be right back after the break with AJ Gross.